Okay, so we're starting today the very first halachas of the 3 weeks, and we're going to discuss the issur of getting married during this time period. So really, the zman of the issur, based on the breisa in Maseches Yevamos and Daf Mem Gimel, the Gemara's lashon is kodem zman hazeh matam miskim lisim lisim livnos linto me'arsin ava lo konsin, which lo konsin means to do nisuin, which for our purposes we do the arisin and nisuin together at a wedding. So medina de Gemara, the Gemara is mentioning that is a din that it starts. It's a machlokas rishonim. There are those rishonim that explain that this means nisuin. That's the sefer oral based on Rashi understands mishenichnas avim matan l'simcha means not getting married. And other rishonim, the Meiri explains that way as well. That would be usher to get married from this point and onwards. That is medina de Gemara. That only from Rosh Chodesh Av, what we call the 9 days, that would be. Others explain that even Rosh Chodesh Av would be fine. Medina de Gemara, and it's only Shavua Shechal B'Tishrav, which is usher to get married. Now, either way, that is the din of the Gemara. However, our minhag, based on very early sources, already the Sefer Maoros and the Sefer of the Kolbo, early Rishonim, they say that our minhag already is not to get married from Shiva Sarbetamas, and the Ramah quotes the Halacha and Simon Tavkuf Nun Aleph Seif Beis. He writes this way, that this is the minhag of the Ashkenazim, B'nohagin L'achmir. We do not get machmir. We are machmir from already the 3 weeks, not to get married from the Shivasar Batamas through Tisha B'Av. We are very machmir that, and the Chaya Adam explains that from the Shivasar Batamas, the Miktas HaChorban happened, as we know, the Bittul HaTamid. And so therefore we start the Avilus, and we do not get married during this time period. That is the opinion of the Ashkenazim. There's a very big question about when does this Isser actually kick in? Meaning we know that the fast of Shivasar Batamas is by daytime. So what about the night of Shivasar Batamas? Do all the halachas like getting a haircut and shaving and all of those halachas start by the night of Shivasar Batamas, or do they maybe only start till the next morning? So most of the poskim based on the Eish Avram, he's quoted early Achron, he says that our minog already is from already shkia of the night before. We're on all the dinim that were machmiran. Like we also don't say a shachiana during this time period. All of these halachas, we're going to get into those halachas, but the halachas, all of the 3 weeks kick in already on the night of Shivasar Batamas. However, in a shas hadchak, there's a famous tshuva from Rav Moshe in Or HaChaim, Siman in Or HaChaim Chelek Aleph, Siman Kuf Samaches. Rav Moshe was asked about making a wedding the night of Shivasar Batamas. Can they make a night of a wedding? And he says if there's a major tzorech, then it would be mutter, because he says at the end of the day that the fast is really only the next morning, and therefore since the fast is only really starting the next morning, if there's a tzorech, Rav Moshe was going to make it. But he points out that for sure you cannot be make it if Shivasar Batamas falls on Shabbos and is nidcha to Sunday. So then you're fasting on Sunday, but the 3 weeks fully start, meaning on Shabbos already is the 3 weeks. We just don't commemorate any avelos. We'll get to all those halachas during this time period on Shabbos, but that night already is Yud Ches. It's already the next day. For sure, Moshe says in that case, you would have to be machmir, but he does allow, if a Shas HaTzorech, the night before, to have a wedding. However, many poskim are not happy with this psak of Rav Moshe, and the Tzitz Eliezer has his questions based on the Chidah that says that you can't make a Shacharino by nighttime, and the Shevet Alevi Rav Vosner disagrees with Rav Moshe, and many understand that you should be Machmir. However, they were willing to be more Mekel, even those who are Machmir, if you did the Chuppah already, Mibod Yom, you already did it on the 16th by daytime, not even by nighttime, you do the Chuppah on the 16th by daytime, then you would be allowed to do the Seuda and the dancing on Leil Shivasar Batamas, because at the end of the day, at that point, you already are chayav in the mitzvah, Simchas Chasam V'Kal, and you did it beheter. So then, the Rav Yaakov Kanemetsky says that way, if you do it by yom, then it would be mutter to continue singing by nighttime. And also, the Das Amad and Zmanim, Sternbach, he says that also, if you do it by daytime, it should be mutter. And Rav Yashav also said, Shasachach, if you do it by daytime, you can have the singing. And that Lachor is a different psak of Rav Moshe, that once you've done that, he has that by Lag Ba'Omer, we discussed in that daily Lach. If you remember, that if a person gets married in Lag Ba'Omer, and you're machmir for the second sphira, so then you can't have singing by nighttime. No, but since you got married by Heter, Rav Moshe says, you'd be allowed to have the singing and the dancing and the wedding suda, and that would not be a problem. So that would be the psak. So again, this is a shaila that obviously you do well in advance, you ask a Rav, and you really have to be a Shasid Chak to have the wedding on Shivasar Batamas, but ideally it should be avoided, and if it has to be done, then we just, as we mentioned, that you should only be doing it with the wedding, the actual ceremony of the chuppah taking place before Shkia of Shavasar B'Tammuz, meaning on the 16th, and then you can have the dancing by nighttime, and that's only, again, when that was majorly necessary for whatever, again, a Rav would have to be consulted, what is considered a major tzorach. Now, the Sfardim are more makel based on the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says from Rosh Chodesh until the Tainis, which Rosh Chodesh is going to be included, the minag is to be machmir. So that is the minag that Rav Avadya says is the Bnei Sfarad, meaning that they, Rav Avadya writes that they're only machmir from Rosh Chodesh Av, with Rosh Chodesh Av being included, and after meaning from the 3 weeks, you would be allowed to get married. And Rav Avadya just points out a few halachas if you're deciding to get married after the 3 weeks. Even the Sfardim have the minag, we're going to get to it, not to say a Shachianu. But there is a minhag specifically that Sfardim have by making a talis and being poter the fact that they're getting married by saying a shechem, and the chassan puts on a talis. And so the Ravadi says that therefore you would be allowed to do that during this time period, even though they're machmir, not to say shechem. And for this purpose, it's like a tzorach mitzvah, he says that would be allowed. And also, again, generally, Sfarnim are also machmir, are going to get to this halach as well, not to listen to music during 3 weeks. He says, obviously, mitzvah simchas chasam akala would in fact be mutter, would be mutter as well. Now, what about an Ashkenazi who wants to go to a Sfardi wedding? Would that be mutter? So, Maisa, all of the poskim are mekel, just how mekel is the ones that I see quoted are mekel. The question is just how mekel are the Chuvas and Hagas or Sternbach. He in Chelak Dalat and Kuf Chav Ches, he says that Chazal were not goes there to go to a Simchas Shal Mitzvah, and therefore it's mutter lechatchila for a person who wants to go to a Bris Mila or a Sima Seches during, let's say, even the 9 days, lechora to be mechazek the simcha, that would be fine. But with regards to the actual rikudim and the dancing, so he says that it depends. If there's enough Sfardim, Bachrim, who are dancing there and so extremely labelik, and the chassan won't even notice you, then he thinks that it would, if it's not nikr, that you're like avoiding it, then he thinks it would be kedai to avoid the dancing. However, if you would be enhancing the simcha, you know the chassan pretty well, then he thinks for sure you'd be allowed to dance. And they say in the name of Yashuv, seemingly even more makel, that not necessarily just that you can go to listen to the music, and you can go to the Suda, because it's part of Simchas Chasam Mekala, and they're getting married kehalacha, the lefi their halacha of the Shulchan Aruch, so therefore there's no issue, and they bring down in the name of Rav Moshe, that we said this from Rav Moshe with regards to the Sfiras Omer, so they say, Lachori would say the same thing here, that if a person holds the Avelos of the first Sfira, and vice versa, and someone holds the second Sfira, and they want to go to their friend's wedding during that time period, Rav Moshe was Mekel, that you can be Mishtatif in the Simcha, so Lachora, and also to dance and sing, and be part of the dancing. So the Chora Moshe would say the same halacha over here with regards to someone in Ashkenazi who's generally makbid. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we will pick up with more of the halachas of getting married and the simcha of marriage during the 3 weeks in tomorrow's daily halacha.